Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet for BetQL.
Hour number two, magnificent, marvelous Monday, BetQL. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and you here on the show for the next 3 hours. As a reminder, Power Hour, Final Hour, all our bets for tonight, Packers and Lions, side total, prop gonna preach. We will enter the pool of props to find some winners for us and for you, dear listener and dear viewer. We will return to the rapid fire recap later this hour. I think it's funny that we call it the rapid fire recap and it's going to take us literally 3 hours while we still have 14 games every Sunday. It's just too much to get into and we don't want to shortchange anything. So I guess that's the joke now, the rapid fire recap. That's actually it's a recap. Whether it's rapid fire or not, I feel like is up for debate. 20 minutes from now, the Whale Capper is going to join us, our pal Drew Dinsick. Early look at the week 3 NFL card. But right now, we welcome to the show. We loved having him on last Monday. Happy to have him on again today, which is a Monday. And that's Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, our friend, former NFL player, the great Ross Tucker. Insider call sponsored by the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand. That sounds good, right? Enter now by texting picks to 20357. That's picks, P-I-C-K-S, to 20357. Ross, awesome job on the call last night of the Chiefs and the Ravens. Welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken, BetQL on this magnificent Monday. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the compliment. And yeah, man, I just feel like a couple things. One, it was an awesome football weekend for me. I got a bunch of games in. And then also, just the primetime games have been awesome so far. I mean, really, the Bears have been the only one that's let us down. Bucks, Cowboys, awesome. Ravens, Raiders, awesome. Even your G-men, Nick, I know it didn't end up well, but that was still highly entertaining last Thursday night. It really is just uncanny how often the NFL primetime games seem to live up to what we're all hoping they'll be when we tune them on.
And we'll see, obviously, if Lions at Packers can live up to that billing tonight. I don't know if anybody's expecting an awesome
and
close game.
And also, hide the women and children for Sam Darnold against Davis Mills coming up on Thursday night. Ken, go ahead.
Although, apparently we should bet the over in that game. I don't know if all these primetime games are going to be like that. But obviously, Chiefs-Ravens was like almost just a different thing entirely. It was such a special game. Awesome to watch it, Ross. But I'm curious, like, it can be a great game, but we don't necessarily change our opinion of each of the teams, right? Like that's both things can be true where the Ravens win 36-35, but if it's, you know, the third week of January and it's Baltimore at Kansas City in a playoff game, am I going to feel differently because of what I saw in this game? Do you feel that way? Like, was it just one game and Baltimore was awesome? Or you really see something here, it can be negative with Kansas City or positive with Baltimore, that you think we can take with us as we head toward the postseason?
Well, so a couple thoughts, Dan. It's a great question. So first of all, I do think it's a really significant win for the Ravens. It just felt like, you know, you could feel the energy in the stadium and in the organization. They all know how good Kansas City is. Kansas City had beaten them 3 straight years in September. You know, obviously Mahomes undefeated against Lamar Jackson. It just kind of felt like the little brother. And they get off to the poor start like the Ravens did with the pick six and then the other interception. You just thought, oh, man, here we go again, especially after the Pringle long catch and run and the Kelce long catch and run. I guess the takeaways for me, and here's a couple of them. Number one, you know, there's such a small margin for error when you play the Chiefs. However, you know, the Ravens threw two interceptions and they still won the game. So that's one that jumped out to me, I guess, is that there was some margin for error and they still were able to win. The flip side is, I guess you could look at the Chiefs and say, I mean, if Edwards-Helaire doesn't fumble, which was like the only thing he couldn't do in that situation, the Chiefs still win the football game. And that's correct. That's true. But this is what I've been saying about the Chiefs. It's uncanny how often Mahomes seems like he can make the critical play when it needs to be made. But it's also not really sustainable to think that they can do it every time. You know, all the statistics about the one score games and Mahomes and all, I mean, that, you know, he can have a high percentage of coming through in those situations. It's not the same thing as 100%.
From 1 to 10 scale, given how good Kansas City's offense is, I think that comes into account when you're going to answer this question, Ross. What is the concern level for the Kansas City Chiefs defense for Spags and company, even taking into account how good the offense is, because they have not looked good, albeit against two good rushing offenses, right? Week one against Cleveland and last night against the Baltimore Ravens. 1 to 10, the worry meter for Kansas City's defense.
Probably about 7. Because it's like, you're playing the Browns and the Ravens. What do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to try to do to you? And it really felt like the Ravens, and I think to a lesser extent the week before the Browns, both of them could run on the Chiefs at will. You know, it's funny. The first touchdown drive for the Ravens, I got to tell you, as a former offensive lineman, guys, we've just never seen this before. It is the most creative and entertaining run game in NFL history. And I tweeted, I love Greg Roman, the Ravens offensive coordinator, because I do. I'm a former offensive lineman. It's so fun to watch. I mean, dude, they run, guys. At times, it's like 5 to 12 yards a carry. It's like when my high school team would play the crappy teams like Costos' high school team. You know, you just get like 10 yards every carry. You just smash kids. But you never see that in the NFL. But then the third series, so the first time Lamar threw the pick six when Watkins fell. Second drive, they went for a touchdown. The third one, they're marching on the ground. They get to the 24-yard line. Greg Roman throws 3 passes in a row. The third one is just a terrible decision and throw by Lamar Jackson that gets picked off. And I was so frustrated. I understand mixing in the pass. I understand you get some chunk plays in the passing game. I think Greg Roman is really good at what he does, but it felt like if they just kept running that the Chiefs would almost never be able to stop him. I mean, even, you know, that last series, the Chiefs, now I know the Ravens had to run, I mean, had to throw the ball on third down, which was a gutsy play in and of itself to even throw that ball on third down to Watkins to set up the 4th-and-1, but they still weren't able to stop him when they knew the Ravens were going to run. That's a bad sign.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ross, there's a ton of games we could go to next. Obviously, like every game in the 4 p.m. slate yesterday, basically 4 p.m. Eastern was outstanding. But I actually want to ask you about Tampa Bay, who covered and won and scored a million points against Atlanta. I think a lot of us expect Kansas City to come out of one side of the bracket, you know, like that the Mahomes and the Chiefs are so likely to win the AFC. And our expectation is that Tampa very likely to come out of the NFC. So through two games, two wins. Obviously didn't cover the first game, covered the second, but scoring a million points offensively and defensively. Just some of your takeaways from watching Tampa through 2 weeks of what could be like a really incredible high scoring season.
Well, so number one, their defense is not playing as well as I thought they would. You know, they've got a lot of guys back on defense. They've got a lot of studs. Dak Prescott carved them up. And I know they've got some issues in the secondary, but Dak carved them up. And even Atlanta was able to move the ball and put up a bunch of points against the Bucs. So right now, the concern for the Buccaneers is that their defense does not look at all like it did against Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And I think I tweeted this yesterday, Ken, at Ross Tucker NFL. I can wrap my head around Brady still playing. You know, I can say, okay, the guy's a psychopath and he has that TB12 diet and he doesn't do anything fun like I do, like eat ice cream and drink beer, because I want to live a happy life and be happy and have fun. I don't really care that much about, you know, being in great shape, right? We all have to die of something at some point. So, but anyway, that's a whole other story. I can rationalize and wrap my head around Brady still playing. What I am really struggling with, I swear he looks better to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I swear he looks better than he did in 05 and 06 when I was a Patriot. And I just don't understand that. So, I am 42 years old. I cannot imagine playing football in my late 30s. You know, I'll tell you guys this. I played till I was 28, I think. And I think maybe part of it was because I had a back surgery. But things were not as easy for me in the weight room, on the field, recovery, when I was 27 and 28, as they were when I was 22, 23, 24. It just gets harder over time. You just don't, your body's not as young and think in every aspect of life, not to delve too deep into our personal lives, but you're just not firing on all cylinders all the time like you were when you're younger.
Okay, then.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, like, it's crazy that he is still doing what he's doing at 44. It is just bizarre to me.
You bet. BetQL, Ken Barkley, magnificent, marvelous Monday. Talking week two of the National Football League with our pal Ross Tucker, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, are the 2-0 Las Vegas Raiders for real?
You know, I give them a lot of credit. Those are two really good wins. For real meaning what? I mean, I think that they are for real playoff contenders. I don't think they're for real Super Bowl contenders. I feel like every year there's a race to see who's the first show that or first guy online to say that somebody is the MVP front runner. In fact, when I'm done talking with you guys, I might just tweet this just to be that guy. But I think the MVP front runner right now is Derek Carr. It's a 2-game sample size out of 17, but he's playing really, really well. And I mean, to do it against the Ravens defense, which, you know, they've got some ballers over there, and then to do it against the Steelers defense in Pittsburgh, I'm just extremely impressed by Carr. So I think, Nick, they are for real because of how well Carr is playing. What is this? Is this year three or four for Gruden? I can't even remember.
Year four.
Have never finished over 400.
It feels like Carr is finally really in a good place in that offense. Can I tell you guys, by the way, I am even for the weekend going into tonight's game. Dead even. I had some great calls with the Ravens, with the Vikings, with the Texans. Terrible calls with the Steelers, the Dolphins, and the Eagles are the ones that really let me down.
They should have covered. We're going to talk about that later.
Oh, my God.
We were right. Ken was wrong. Ken got lucky.
I got very lucky. We'll talk about that game, Ross. Like, what made that game?
The Eagles, Ken, if you watch the game, the Eagles dominated. I mean, and even late, I had the 3.5, right?
It's amazing. I have all this money in my account. It's incredible.
If Derek Barnett doesn't hit the running back out of bounds after he fumbled, then, you know, the Niners don't get that last field goal, and the Eagles tie it at 14-14. The Eagles lose 14-7, and we still cover. But anyway, I only have one bet tonight, and it is the over, and I got it at 48. And I can't even tell you how much I care about tonight. Like the difference between being up for the weekend and down for the weekend, it just means everything. So everybody listening, watching, whatever, we need Jared Goff to come through. We need Aaron Rodgers to come through. We need Joe Barry, the Packers defensive coordinator, to come through with ineptitude. We need all of these people so that it hits the over 48 tonight. I want to harness all the power of the You Better You Bet listeners for the over. You guys are on the over, right?
Well, we'll have to find out. We'll talk about that in the power hour coming. Perhaps I'll be on the over. Perhaps I'll be on the over. I could feel Ross like shaking as he does this interview, being like, guys, ask me about how my betting weekend went. I got to play for Monday Night Football. We're going to get to it, buddy, but I'm happy that you gave that to us. Tell us what, like who do you like in the game tonight? Like in terms of, and you may not have the numbers in front of you. That's totally fine. But like, do you like a player on each side? Is it as simple as like Devontae Adams? Like, who do you like for the Lions tonight? Like, who's going to play well in tonight's game from like a yardage perspective? Who are going to be the stars of Monday Night Football?
Yeah, you know, the one point I want to make, I think the Lions are going to put up a decent amount of points. And, you know, everybody says the Lions are going to stink, and we know what their season win total number was. I guess I kind of feel like Jared Goff is too good to be the quarterback of like a 2 or 3 win team. You know, I mean, if you're a 2 or 3 win team, usually your quarterback play is horrific. Jared Goff's good. Like, he's not great. I understand why the Rams moved on. You can't win as many games as Goff won for the Rams and be bad. Think about like the shootouts that the Rams won when he was there. Remember that one Vikings game, the one Chiefs game?
Yeah, Monday.
I expect Goff to have a big night tonight.
Absolutely.
I expect Goff to have a big night, whether it's DeAndre Swift or Hockenson. I will tell you a kid I like for the Lions. I like Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now, I don't even know what his stat line was last week.
2 for 23.
But, dude, they bring him in. Yeah, they bring him in the slot, and he chips. He kills defensive ends. He's got that killer mindset. I know you guys all want more catches and yards. I just think if the guys got the dog in him like that.
We can't bet on like chips of defensive ends, unfortunately. But I do like that.
I know, but what you can bet on is that unlike you, who interrupts your esteemed guest as they're talking.
Wait till I do it in 5 seconds because we got to go. All right, Russ. We got to run, brother. At Russ Tucker NFL. Like I say all the time, Ross is the best in the business. I mean this seriously when it comes to calling games on radio or television. Ross, stay well. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, dudes.
Will Capper, Drew Dinsick up next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.